Reconciliation 2.0 officially accelerated its legislative journey today as the U.S. Senate moved the bill into the formal drafting phase. This $140 billion sequel to 2025's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, OBBBA, signals a fundamental pivot in fiscal strategy. While the OBBBA provided broad tax relief, Reconciliation 2.0 focuses on mandatory funding surges for national security, border enforcement, and the infrastructure of oversight. The $140 billion mandate, beyond annual budgets, the primary objective of Reconciliation 2.0 is to bypass the volatility of annual appropriations. By utilizing the reconciliation process, the Senate aims to lock in a 10-year funding stream for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and Customs and Border Protection, CBP. Mandatory funding surge. The bill seeks to allocate between $70 billion and $140 billion for modernizing border technology, increasing personnel, and expanding detention capacity. The Byrd Rule, Hunt. To comply with Senate rules, Reconciliation 2.0 is being packed with fee-based structures and civil penalty increases to ensure every provision has a direct budgetary impact. The Offset Watch. Lawmakers are hunting for Section 2026 offsets, including the clawback of unspent pandemic funds and stricter verification for refundable tax credits to pay for the surge. Comparison. OBA versus Reconciliation 2.0 feature OBBBA. 2025, Reconciliation 2.0, 2026, primary theme economic growth, tax cuts, national security, enforcement key mechanism, $32,200 standard deduction, mandatory ICE, CBP funding revenue impact, large deficit increase aiming for, deficit neutral, compliance focus, small business simplification, enhanced audit and verification. The strategic compliance shift Reconciliation 2.0 represents a maturation of fiscal policy. By moving enforcement funding into a reconciliation bill, leadership is insulating the border budget from future government shutdown threats. However, for the tax community, the real story lies in the offsets. If the Senate funds this $140 billion surge by tightening integrity checks on existing tax credits, we could see a de facto increase in the effective tax rate for middle-income filers through administrative friction.